Let's get into talking about some of the contributors. The first name that pops out at you as you pick up this book is the guy who wrote the foreword, and that's John Podesta from the Clinton White House. You know, and I'll ask you about him in this context. There were people who had high hopes for the Clinton administration regarding UFOs, that Bill Clinton was known to have an interest in this, and maybe if he can find out, he'd spill the beans, and maybe there are some cracks coming in the cover-up. And, of course, the same was true for Jimmy Carter. I suppose some people probably hoped the same would be true for Obama, and it never seems to happen. Did you have a conversation with John Podesta about his interest in this topic, about Clinton's interest, and whether or not they had determined there's a cover-up, or where the information is hidden, or what the political reality of dealing with the topic is at that level?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, George, you know, it's not as much on their radar screens as one might like to think. I mean, it's not like John Podesta and Bill Clinton spent time sitting around, and this is, of course, as far as I've been told now. And this is really my sense of it, is that they didn't sit around wondering about UFOs. I mean, these are incredibly busy guys running the United States of America. And, you know, yes, Bill Clinton made an inquiry to try to get some information, but, you know, John Podesta was not really part of that universe when Bill Clinton – he wasn't part of the process that Bill Clinton was involved in when he tried to get the information. And it's sort of like I think people read a lot more of importance into that aspect of it than is really warranted. I mean, both men have a curiosity and interest in UFOs, but as far as I'm concerned, that's as far as it goes. And there's not, like, you know, some deep, dark, hidden secrets that they know about or that they know exist and that they want to get and that they spend time talking to people about it. And I just, my sense of it is that a lot of that is sort of wishful thinking and that people have read a lot into the situation, and it just doesn't, you know, these guys are way too busy to spend a lot of time thinking about UFOs.
Yeah, they do
but
have
they,
other
they
stuff
have a
on
genuine
their plates.
Curiosity, a genuine curiosity about it, no doubt.
Talk to me about your other contributors, generals, government officials,
right.
Pilots. Give me the list.
Yeah, I mean, we've got five generals. We've got from different parts of the world, and one of, you know, I mean, we can go into different specific people if you'd like, but the five generals are a really, really important part of the book, and some Air Force pilots and some commercial pilots, and Richard Haynes, who is the head of a NARCAP, and he's a senior research scientist from NASA who's been studying aviation safety cases for decades. And I think that's a really important aspect of the phenomenon, which we kind of weave throughout the book. Two political scientists have written a really interesting piece about the UFO taboo and what some of the issues are that underlie the fears that people have about UFOs. We've got John Callahan, who people are probably familiar with from the press conference in 2007. He was also at Stephen Greer's press conference years ago. So some of these cases are familiar to people, but I think what's really unique about this, well, some of them aren't. I mean, Major General Dennis Leddy was one of the originators of the Cometa report. He's never written anything before that people have read. And even the cases here that might be familiar, such as the Iran 1976 case, this is the first time that these men have ever actually sat down and written in their own words the stories of what happened to them, what they were thinking during these events, what their emotions were, what they did when they landed, right afterwards. These are the people that actually have encountered them. And the investigators, what did they learn? Why were they investigating them? I mean, it's very, very personal. And I think that's what's just so special about these pieces that I'm just so thrilled with.
Yeah,
The
Iran case is probably top 10 all-time UFO cases. I mean, it was kept secret for a long time, and the only thing that we have read until your book here is reports that were forced out of the government through the Freedom of Information Act and military reports about what went on that night.
Right. It's the famous three-page Department DIA document that a lot of people have read, which is an amazing document because it's the U.S. government spending three pages talking about this UFO incident when they've been telling everybody since the close of Blue Book that they're not interested in UFOs. So, I mean, the document is phenomenal in itself. But when you actually read the story of General Jafari, who was one of the two pilots that went up and actually tried to shoot at these projectiles coming out of this huge UFO, it's just phenomenal, I think, to read his story in his own words. And that's what's really different here. I mean, it's the first time we're hearing directly from these people in great detail.
We talked to, I don't know if you heard the introduction, but I was talking about some other developments around the world. Brazil, for example, the announcement that was made a couple of days ago about them opening up their files. We've been reading about the Ministry of Defense in Britain. I'm sure you read about the Churchill story that made news all over. You look at Britain, Brazil, Chile and Peru, which you mentioned in your book. Even Russia has spit out some classified files. France, the Cometa report that got you started. What is it about the United States that is different from all those countries? I mean, it's not just agnosticism on the part of our government. They do ignore the topic, at least in public anyway, but it seems like outright hostility, overt debunking, and in some cases, as you mentioned in your book, disinformation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, and I think it's a huge question and a topic that we could talk about for hours and all the different components of that. But one of the things I'm highlighting in the book is the point you're making, how extraordinarily different the U.S. is from these other countries in the way it approaches the subject or doesn't approach the subject. And it's withholding of information. It's ignoring of very important events, such as the 2006 O'Hare incident would be a good example of a recent event. And even when it is forced to deal with an event like it was at O'Hare, it'll come out with some inane explanation that is not factual. You know, O'Hare, it was factually proven that the explanation they give can't happen, couldn't have been. I mean, it was just an impossibility. So these kinds of things in these other countries just don't happen that way. I mean, they have agencies that will responsibly investigate an event and then will put out the information to the general public, and they're not afraid to say, you know, these objects could not be identified. And in this country, we're not asking the government to tell us that they're extraterrestrial. I mean, I don't think there's any point in demanding that. The question is they need to investigate the events and just tell us what they learn. And if they don't know what the object is, it's okay to say that. So you're right. I mean, I think there's a sort of very irrational hostility could be the word. And the debunking mentality, of course, was set up back in the 1950s with the CIA Robertson panel, which, you know, a lot of people have heard about. And I present that in the book as well. There's a lot of factors affecting it.